This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, June 29th. God's word for you today is perfect peace. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Peter 5, verse 7, and it says, "Let him have all your worries and cares, for he's always thinking about you and watching everything that concerns you." The word of God says, give all your worries to God. Take your worry list to God. When you are worried, do not repress it. Do not suppress it. Just express it to God. Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 to 7 says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs and don't forget to thank him for his answers. If you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will keep your thoughts and your hearts quiet and at rest as you trust in Christ Jesus. Another translation says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. It is not logical. There is no rational thinking that can explain it. You get to the office, for instance, and they say they are going to fire you. So, your colleagues are coming to sympathize with you. But they look at you and see that you are not even worried. You are at peace. It does not make any sense to them. That is what the Bible is talking about. You have pressure in an area of your life, but you are at peace. The peace of God that defeats all human understanding guards your heart and garrisons your heart. In fact, that peace is a huge witness to the world. When everybody is supposed to be confused and the peace of God is surrounding your life, family, children, and your heart, you become an enigma and they want to know your God. Worry is a learned skill. I know a lot of us are very good at it because we have practiced it over and over again. So we are experts at worrying. Worry is a learned skill, and everything you learn, you can unlearn. Have you even seen a baby in a crib worrying? Babies do not worry. We learned how to worry. In fact, some people train their children to worry. They say things like, are you not worried? Your father has not paid your school fees and you are not worried? The child is like, what does that mean? Children do not have the word worry in their dictionary. Parents, especially mothers, teach their children how to worry. Aunties teach the younger ones to worry. You have exams, you should be worried. And you are like, why should I be worried? I am prepared. But they insist that you should be worried. We learned how to worry, but we can unlearn it. God is in control. So, relax and give God your worry. Many of us need to relax, to chill. Ask God to be your shepherd every single day. Give him first place in every area of your life and relax and give him your worries. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song and it says,
you are my peace. You are my peace. You are my peace, and I worship thee.
Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.